All right, welcome to our pre-show. Excuse me. I know I got. Did I start the audacity? I got a bitch of a fucking head cold, and the good news is because of the flu shot, I don't have a chest cold. I ain't got congestion in my throat. I don't have laryngitis. None of that shit. But it, in other words, it's not going to take 3 weeks to get over, which is the way it used to be for me. But I did get a head cold here. I probably got it in San Francisco. No. Yeah, that's about right, because I didn't really start coming down with it until we got back. And I'm really fucking beat, as you can well imagine. So we're going to do something on the show today that'll be different. We're going to be playing on our show. Let's see, what do we got here? Put up the put the slides up. We're going to be playing on the show select commercials from the Lions games. And I thought it might be an idea. You know, we're going to be selling the Milwaukee Lions season, and that's the 2015 season as a download. All 16 games, plus the playoff games, plus the Lions line shows, all of the Lions line shows, all of that will be made available as a download. There's my cat. There goes Thunder. You can hear in the background. So, that's going to be a beautiful thing. And as a result of that, I thought what we would do is give you a taste of, or give the listeners, the unfamiliar listeners, a taste of what is on the Lions games. And I think it's probably, you know, for a lot of people, the main draw is obviously the commercials. And then I think secondary to that is the personality of Jack and his interaction with the other guys. And then third, I think, is just the fucking, you know, game. So it won't be that much of a pre-show today, and I apologize for that, but what you doing there, honey? Why don't you say hi to the folks, huh? Come here, baby. That's a good girl. Come here. That's a good girl. That's my good girl. Here she is. Ta-da! This is the girl. This is Thunder, Queen of the Wild Frontier, man. And she's a good kid. Thunder, I just want you to say hi to everybody. She comes in here. She's with me every night, man. The girl is, she's like my loyal dog, you know. And cats are like dogs. They follow you around. So she sits with me here every single night. And she knows now, she's kind of learned not to go to the right because there's too many fucking buttons and shit, but you can see she's like hanging out over there. So she's here every night, man. She stays here until the show's done, and then she stands at the door and looks at me like, "Are we ready to go?" And I got some other shit I got to do. And once I get that done, then she splits the studio and leaves the whole downstairs. How you doing, baby? Make sure you don't be stepping on nothing now. She's we tried to figure out what kind of cat she is. And by the way, I got to break myself of doing that. Was driving me fucking nuts on the show the other day. I was listening to it. We tried to figure out what kind of cat she is. We thought she had Maine Coon. But the vet said, "No way. Hey, baby, can't go there, honey. Can't go there. Because if you step on those buttons, you're going to fuck me up, man." The vet said, "No way. She's a..." you ever heard of a cat called a snowshoe? That's what she is, a snowshoe. And, no, baby, you can't. No, honey, can't go there. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. All right. You're a good girl. Yes, you are. Okay. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah. So you a snowshoe there, Thunder. But you are, baby. And, she hangs out here, and the show's done. She is always curious about what's happening down here. That's today's pre-show is all about my cat, Thunder. Lauren named her. She was a little tiny kitten, and she was so opposite of Thunder. That's the first thing that came into her mind was Thunder, like this, you know, magnificent, loud, crazy-ass sound. So that's what we call her, Thunder. Because she was like a little little tiny kitten. And her brother is Pancho. He's not really her brother. He's not related to her at all, but they're like brother sister. They hang out pretty good. I really want a dog, as I've said to you guys, but I got to find a dog that's good for the size of the house here. We have a yard, but we don't have a big yard. And so I figure like a medium-sized dog, you know, like a, I don't know, a beagle, you know. A lot of people don't like beagles. I think beagles are great. Only problem is there's nowhere to dig for the beagle around here. And these dudes are pretty good. She's pretty cool. She splits. She goes outside, but when I tell her to come back, she comes back, so she's not like insane, and we just got her shots and shit, so it's all good. You guys probably didn't even think of me as an animal lover. I'm a big animal lover. I love animals so much. I know that if I don't have a chance to be with them and take care of them and walk them, I don't want to have a dog or a cat around, man. I don't want to do it to them, you know. I'm like, finally got some spare time and shit. Cats are easy, but now I know I got some time and shit to have a dog, so that'd be cool. And we got a beach here, you know, big ass beach. Dogs at the beach, man, forget it. I mean, that's like Disneyland to a dog. That's like taking a dog to Disneyland is taking a dog to the beach. They go nuts. They just go nuts, man. They run as, you've never seen a dog fucking run faster than when they just hit the sand and they just go. They're sniffing all kinds of shit. They can go in the water and catch shit. They can, you know, they play catch, all kinds of stuff. Hey, man, don't be fucking with me. Look at this cat. She tries to, she's trying to bite my hand. Yeah, she's biting my hand, man. If you live at the beach, man, you got to get a dog. So that's why, that's the other thing I was thinking of doing. Right now, it's the dead of winter out here, so it's nothing but cold, windy as fuck. It started to rain, which is really good, but ocean's been nuts, you know, really been fucking nuts. And you got to see her, man. She's just checking shit out. What you doing, hon? What you looking at, babe? Now she's all fascinated with a spoon. What's that? What is that, babe? She's digging on that spoon. She's pushing that spoon around now. We got this thing for, it's like a ball in a little circular track. And I can hear her playing with that fucking thing till like 3 in the morning. All right, babe, that's a good girl. So, get a dog, man. That's where it's at. What was going on yesterday? By the way, my watching soccer, I watch Premier League English soccer. I watch every week. And my favorite team for a long time has been Everton, but they're driving me fucking crazy, man. I cannot week in, week out watch that shit. I can't watch that shit. You guys are way better than that. If anybody associated with Everton is watching, which is very unlikely, but just in the off chance... And I know you don't give a fuck about this Yank's opinion, but you guys are way better than that shit that you're doing. You know, that fucking Swansea game sucked ass. That fucking Chelsea game was a piece of shit. You should have won that. I don't give a fuck if you scored 3 fucking goals and got a draw. You ought to be winning those fucking games. That motherfucking John Terry. And then some of those losses are just like unfucking believable, man. What the hell is wrong with you guys? You got the second highest score in the whole goddamn league. You're losing that motherfucking Swansea. Don't give me a shit about how good they are. The fucking teams that are good, that are Europe-bound, that are top of the table, whatever the fuck, beat that shit. They beat teams like that. You guys, and I don't know whether, I like Roberto Martinez. I don't know whether they ought to fire him or not. Somebody of that fucking team had better... take a little bit of control, okay? Are you guys gonna wind up being a fond memory from yesteryear, relegated down to fucking championship or even worse, and people will remember the glory days of Everton like they remember the fucking glory days of Leeds or some of those other fucking teams that are no longer, you know, top tier teams. What was that one motherfucking team the guy was talking about the other day? I was watching some championship level game. This guy's, oh yes, wouldn't it be wonderful to see these guys back in the Premier League, you know, and back at the first division football? And it was like, I don't know who the fuck it was. Yeah, there's Leeds United, I think, something like that. And just but when we remember the great years of football from these teams, that's what's going to happen to fucking Everton. Motherfucker, I'm telling you, man. It's like, you know, get some fucking, you know, and I realize that I personally, you know, and I was a big Roberto Martinez fan, but I personally think that they've got to get a different way of playing a fucking game, because I think they got really talented guys. Lukaku is great. That Kone dude is great. I think Tim Howard is great. I think Tim Howard, you know, I made a crack that the guy is like, you know, he's all done. I don't think he's all done. I just think their fucking defense in front of the net is for shit. And but they've got some great guys on that team, man. They got some smart guys. You can tell by the way they play. But, and I'm not a world football expert by any stretch of the imagination, but God damn it, when I like to watch a team and I follow that team and I watch them week in and week out and I sort of see, you know, you don't need to be a complete expert on the game to see the character of a team and to see a team that obviously has talent and obviously their coach cares, you know, and he's dedicated to his team. I just don't think the way he's got them playing, man. You know, the value of Everton is the way that other ball club, other soccer teams, other football teams have been interested in their players, man. They want to get that guy. Chelsea wanted to get this kid Stone. And there's a couple of other guys, Lukaku, you know, who the fuck, they'd love to steal him. But it's just, it's pathetic, man. Every goddamn, it doesn't matter who the fuck they play. You got to worry about a fucking team like Swansea City. You got to worry about whether they're going to beat fucking teams like that. Every goddamn team they play. And they get all jazzed because they beat Sunderland. I don't give a... You better beat that motherfucking... You better beat Sunderland. You guys have got to beat... I don't mean draw. Fucking beat motherfuckers like Chelsea. When you got the fucking lead? The way you blow fucking leads is unfucking real. The fuck is wrong with you guys? I tell you, their problem is they don't have a very deep bench either. They're fucking bringing guys off the fucking bench. Ain't no good, man. What happened to that guy Morales, man? He used to play that motherfucker. The year they went to the Europa League, or whatever the fuck it was, Morales had a great fucking year. I'm telling you, man. You know, I won't do it, man. Because I've spent more time and more energy rooting for shit can American football teams, the Rams for years. Then they moved to St. Louis and they win a Super Bowl. And I'm one of those suckers that, you know, I think part of the fun of sport is to support your home side, you know, the team that you love, and do it with your heart. Yeah, bullshit. You know what, man? It's one thing to, and you cats that spend fucking hard-earned money week in and fucking week out to see this shit. Fucking 12th place, 29 fucking points. They lose to motherfucking Swansea fucking City. Two in a row for Swansea City. They beat fucking Stoke. And now they beat Everton. I don't give this bullshit about how they're a good team. Bullshit. The like I said, Arsenal, Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool. You think Liverpool blew their fucking game against who the fuck were they playing? Was it Norwich? God damn, dude. I mean, look at Norwich, man. Liverpool almost lost. They fucking won the goddamn game, though, didn't they? They won that motherfucker 5-4, whatever it was. They came in with a late goal. They didn't stop until they got the fucking job done, man. You got to beat teams like that. And they fucking beat them. What do? We lose. We blow a fucking lead. Time to drag another banner across that fucking stadium there, that Goodison Park, that says, you know, what was that one thing I saw that day? Your legacy will be your failures. That was a beautiful thing, man. Was that Goodison or was that some other stadium? I think it was in Liverpool. That guy, that Jurgen Klopp motherfucker, he's got Liverpool playing with real energy, with real fucking passion, really aggressive. And they're beating those fucking teams. Yeah, they're losing a few. They're ahead of us in the fucking standings, and they just picked up another 3 points this weekend. What'd we do? We didn't do shit. This is just one American's opinion. I don't know jack shit. I get it. I understand. But one thing I do fucking know, you know, you don't have to be an aficionado of any individual sport. If you're a sports fan and you've spent a long time watching sports, and you may not know world football, European football, whatever you want to call it, you know, because we have American football. You may not know soccer. I don't want to call it soccer. But one thing I do know is watching a team week in and week out, looking at how hard these guys work and how they don't have shit to show for it. They don't have shit to show for it because there's something in the way they are going about the job of defending their net, for starters, that there's a missing link in that chain somewhere. They're great on the attack. Everton is great on a counterattack. They got some great strikers, or at least one or two that you know, you can get the ball to them and you've got a fair chance of putting the ball in the net. But this fucking shit, this game is too hard fought and too hard contested week in and week out to see a team, to even stomach seeing a team blow a fucking lead the way motherfucking Everton does. To a bunch of motherfuckers like Chelsea and that fucking Terry who said who was off. I don't give a fuck if he was offside. You know what? He was right when he said that. He said, I don't care if I was offside, I scored. He's goddamn right. Because we could stand there and bitch and piss and moan about how the guy was offside. He got the fucking goal. What'd you do? Let up because you thought the guy was offside and the ref was going to, you know, do you a favor? Forget it. So Terry's there, he says, yeah, I was offside, I don't give a shit, I scored the goal. That's the respect he has for Everton. Shit. Who's that other prick they got on that team, that Costa motherfucker? That guy lives to start fights, to get guys thrown out of the game. That guy lives for that shit. People taking that bait all the time on that motherfucker. He lives to get guys so pissed off, they're thrown off their game. That's what he does. People ought to figure that shit out by now. Let that motherfucker go down for the count. Let him get a fucking red card. Get his ass out of there. Don't react to that prick. God damn it. God, that fucking hacked me off. That fucking Chelsea game really hacked me off. I'm supposed to be happy with that shit. Well, they come out of here with a point. Fuck you. Come out of here with a fucking point. 2 fucking years, probably going 3 now, motherfucking Everton, all they do is they're happy with their point. Those fucking assholes draw just about every other fucking game if they're not losing them. They were really good there back, what was it, 14? Not 14. Back in the 2013 season, the year they qualified, they finished 5th. Fucking great team, man. And with a little bit of better play, a little bit of luck, those motherfuckers would have been a top 4 team. That was a great fucking team. What the fuck happened? What the fuck did you guys do, man? What'd you do, Martinez? What do you think Liverpool's doing? Liverpool's not going to live with that shit. Liverpool got rid of Brendan Rodgers, and they brought in that guy, Jurgen Klopp. I talked to some Liverpool fans of all places at fucking Disneyland like a month ago. We're in that fucking tiki bar, and there's 2 fucking Liverpool fans. And they're drunk as shit, and they're singing Liverpool songs. And I said, well, I'm an Everton fan. I said, hey, you know. And they said to me, did you see the game today? I said, no, what happened? They fucking tied Bournemouth, that motherfucking team, just up from the championship league, right? They had the fucking lead. The motherfuckers tie them up in extra time, in injury time. What the fuck is that? You gonna be happy with that? Why the fuck do we still have a coach? Why is that guy Martinez still there? As much as I like Roberto Martinez, something's got to give, man. You cannot keep going along with the same shit. That is a fucking, that's a disgrace. That's a fucking disgrace. Jesus Christ. These motherfuckers. I don't know the difference between Everton and Liverpool. Liverpool has changed managers. They brought in a very highly touted, very sought-after guy from Europe, from the, you know, the continent, Jurgen Klopp, this German. And I was talking to these Liverpool fans. I said, what do you think? He said, fuck, we love him. I mean, he's changed the whole mindset of the team within 48 fucking hours. The players, you can already see the players were really responding. And he's got them playing aggressively. He had them playing with passion. And Brendan Rodgers, I mean, as an outsider, when I first saw him, it was hard for me not to like the guy. You know, he's kind of one of those controlled, nice guys, players. Well, I don't know if he's a player's coach, but he's not the kind of guy that's a ranting and raving and jumping up and down. It's more of a kind of a professional, you know, demeanor, what we would call maybe less rah-rah and a little bit more. But obviously the team was not responding to that, and things were getting bad, and they knew it. And their fans demand. And I don't know what the thing of it is with the Everton fan. Maybe I got the wrong fucking team. Maybe I got the wrong fucking team. I've never been a guy that, you know, changes loyalties all that fast. I don't like doing it because it means the game is meaningless. You know, the fun of being a fan is meaningless. I sure as shit wasn't going to be a Liverpool fan because that's the team in Liverpool. That's the thing I think. That's the team everybody thinks of when they think of Liverpool. Everton, even though it's the oldest club in the city, was a more intriguing team for me to be interested in, and given their history is a successful history. But that fucking life's too short, man. You know. She said, "Well, who do you like now, Phil?" That little West Ham United is fun to watch. I like watching those guys. Yeah, they came out with a fucking draw, but God damn it, that's a team that has got nowhere near, I think, the star power of Everton in terms of just, you know, its history and, I mean, for me anyway, looking at the two teams, West Ham coming from a, you know, kind of a rowdy part of London and kind of a depressed part of London. They're moving over to the Olympic Stadium. I like that coach they got. Now, he's an intense guy. You know, but he's getting fucking results out there. God, what the fuck is Martinez doing, man? I like, I don't like any of those other London teams, man. I don't give a fuck about Arsenal or Chelsea or that shit. I don't like any of those Manchester fucking teams. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. I like the teams that West Brom. Those guys, they got that guy, that Tony Pulis, who's that sort of fireman. He comes in and saves the day. You know, interesting teams to watch. You root for guys like that. I do. You know, I don't know. Underdogs are always more intriguing and more fun to root for. But you also have got your fucking dick in your hand with that shit because, you know, they're underdogs for a reason. They fucking suck. I would love to see Sunderland stay up and even, you know, challenge. Leicester City, there's another great story. That's another great story. They're not resting on their motherfucking laurels. They don't think they're so fucking, oh, aren't we lucky, man? We're in the top four at this point of the season. Oh, my God. Fuck no, man. They are challenging for the league. They're challenging for the league title. They're pushing fucking Arsenal. They got a great fucking striker in Jamie Vardy. Well, fucking so does Everton and that Lukaku. Number two in the fucking league. What the fuck? Barkley was doing well. Kone. got a great goalie. And of course, they're talking about, well, maybe we got to, I'm not saying this because he's a Yank. I don't give a shit. Tim Howard was on the American Olympic team, you know, and he's been a great goalie. But, hey, maybe it's fucking time to move his ass out of there. Somebody was saying that Martinez is really loyal to Tim Howard, and he feels, quote, safe with Tim Howard in net. I sure as fuck don't. But if that's what you're saying, Martinez, your goddamn defense in front of that fucking net is for shit, man. Just for shit. Start throwing them, get some motherfuckers thrown off that team. What the fuck? This is what they call the transfer window right now, January. What the fuck moves have these guys made? I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. I understand that. I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. One thing I do know is supporting a team. All right, sweetie, I got to put you down. All right, not put you down as in put you down. All right, little girl. That's a good girl. I know I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. But I'll tell you this much. I know what it is to enjoy rooting for a team. And I don't have to be a fucking football fan, the soccer version of football, to see when a team is not fucking responding to a coach. Because draws and blowing motherfucking leads is not what it's about in any fucking sport. I don't give a shit. Fucking... You got a lead on fucking Chelsea, motherfuckers? They should have put their fucking foot on their motherfucking necks. Bournemouth? They had a lead going into fucking injury time, and they fucking blow the lead. What the fuck? How much of that shit can you take, man? As a fan, that makes me sick to my fucking stomach. No. Going out of there with a fucking point ain't for shit. You got to come out of there with 3 fucking points, and they got to consider anything else abject goddamn failure. Oh, my God, man. Otherwise, fuck them. You know, I'll fucking start rooting for some championship side. I don't give a shit. I want some interesting. I want to see a team that's ready to fucking put their boot on someone's neck and not let them up, man, until they win. If I had the Premier League table in front of me, I could tell you the teams that I think are interesting to watch. West Brom, West Ham. I don't give a shit about Tottenham and that bullshit. Tottenham, if I was a Tottenham fan, I'd be ready to blow my brains out, too. There's another fucking team that can't seem to get out of their own fucking way. That's a team that ought to be winning the fucking... They ought to be challenging for the league title. And they're not. And don't tell me that they are, because they're fucking not. I don't give a shit if they are fourth or fifth every goddamn year. They're never going to fucking win that goddamn championship because they don't give a fuck on that team. That fucking organization doesn't give enough of a shit. You can't... This league is that tough. You cannot be a top four fucking team year in and year out and not be capable of winning that championship, winning that league. All right, I got to, you've just heard Phil Hendry sounding off a shit he doesn't know anything about, but I do know, like I say, what I like. And I do, obviously, anybody can see a team that is talented and is using its talents the wrong fucking way. And it appears to me, if you got to find a fucking somebody to blame, appears to me they're not responding to that coach any longer. If they want fucking draws, if they want fucking 1 point every time they go out and play a goddamn game, well, you got the right man there in Roberto Martinez, and you got the right team with Everton, because that's what they do, man. They will, if they get any points at all, you can guarantee, man, it'll be 1 point. And no fucking lead is safe. And I'm telling you, I don't trust them to beat anybody in that fucking league. Nobody. I watched that Sutherland game, and the Sutherland game, they beat Sutherland 4-1. It would almost make me sick, because I saw them jumping around and celebrating like they were a hot fucking shit. You know, do that when you're beating somebody at the top end of that motherfucking table, when you're really pulling some fucking points, man, and you're not beating up on teams that everybody knows you should be beating before the season starts. All right, I'm done. Phil Hendry Show. We have a special show for you today. I didn't tell you this, you guys, but we have a special show for you today. I hope you enjoy it. Stick around.